Is possibility to the human friend, is possibility to the most high God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility to the most high God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility. To the Most High God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human friend, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human strength, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Impossibility to the human strength, impossibility to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna to the King, God King. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to thy Lord of love. Lord, lift up your name with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, when it is impossible with man, it is possible to the Almighty God. What is impossible with human beings is possible to the Almighty God. Yes, God is going to do a new thing tonight in this broadcast. What has been impossible in your life, God is going to make it possible. With him, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Rebusea. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Harabasayaba. That which is impossible with you, that which is impossible with everybody, God is going to make it possible. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Yes. Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for him. Oh, great mighty God. There is counsel of mighty deed, mighty deed. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is so difficult for him. Our Lord God has made a heaven by the earth by thy great power. Our Lord God. God, thou hast made of heaven and the earth by thy outstretched arm. Nothing is so difficult for thee. Nothing is so difficult for God. O great and mighty God, great in counsel and mighty deed, mighty deed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for him. Nothing is too difficult for God. Nothing is too difficult for him. Oh, great and mighty God. Great in counsel and mighty deed. Mighty deed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for him. Thank you, Jesus. Harabasaya. God, you intervene tonight. God, you are the God of all possibilities. That which is so hard and so difficult for us. With you, it is possible. With you, oh God, all things are possible. Though it is impossible with man, it is impossible with people, it is impossible with ourselves, but with you, oh God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Healings and miracles and deliverance and blessings and prosperity. All things are possible with the Most High God. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord. Make all things possible in our lives tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Harababaya. Yende riba, yende riba, yende ribaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everyone is welcome from all over the world. You are all welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. We thank God for bringing us thus far, not by our power, not by our mind, but by his grace. We give him glory. We give glory to thy Lord, he reigns. We give glory to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns. We give glory to our God, he reigns. Adoration, adoration to our God, he reigns, he reigns. Adoration to our God, he reigns. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns, adoration, adoration to our God, he reigns. Yes, God is a good God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. 1,000 cattle and 1,000 hills belong to him. He is the all-sufficient God. We thank him. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Yes, we're going to be talking about with God all things are possible. Not with man, but with God. And this statement is made in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. This is reading the scriptures right here in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. He said, with man, these things are not possible. With man, with human beings, these things are not possible. But with God, all things are possible. This scripture is reading in the Bible in about four different passages, four different places in the scriptures. This statement is mentioned. With him, all things are possible. Then Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Which means you have to do 90% of everything. And God is just going to do just working of the miracle. You need to believe, you need to trust, you need to hope, you need to have confidence that with him all things are possible. According to your faith, be it unto you. God relates to you as, you know, you trust him. He looks at how you look at him. So the truth is this. It is how you see God that God is going to operate with you. It is how you see him. Abraham saw God as a friend. And the Bible says God called Abraham a friend of God. And that's the only person who was called a friend of God in the Bible. And then you come to David. David saw God as someone who loves praise and worship. So he gave God the praise and the worship. And that lifted David from grass to grace. You see, God relates to you the way you see him. That is, the way you see him, the way you perceive him, that is how he operates with you. Prophet Elijah said, my God is a consuming fire. That was how Prophet Elijah saw God. I like that man. He said, my God is a consuming fire. He saw God as a consuming fire. And of course, God was a consuming fire in the life and in the ministry of Prophet Elijah. When he called down fire upon the enemies, the fire burned all of them. It is how you see God. That is how he relates with you. You know, somebody woke up and said, I can never be poor. My God is not a poor God. My God has blessed me. I can never be sick and I can never be poor. See, that is how he saw God. And it is like that. It is just like that. You see, the way you perceive God, that is how he relates with you. You know, if you a doubting Thomas, Jesus told doubting Thomas. He said, if you are waiting for, you know, an opportunity to see those nails hand and those pierced nails and pierced side, if that is what you are looking for, you have failed. Say, blessed are those who have not seen. They haven't seen, but they believe and trust that God is in charge. And God indeed is in charge. According to your faith, be it unto you. As you think it is, what you think it should be, that is how God will do it for you. You know, so with God, all things are possible. And it is not just a statement. It is something definite. And you see it in the scripture from one stage to the other. Here was Moses and the Israelites. They were about to cross the Red Sea. Behind them was Pharaoh and his army pursuing them. And here was Moses with his God, and then the Israelites are waiting, you know, to cross the Red Sea, no way to cross the Red Sea. And then over 2 million people crying unto Moses, Moses, what's going on? Are we trapped here in the wilderness? Why did you let us die in Egypt? See, their minds are not working right. And then the Bible says that Moses cried unto God for help. And God said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? Moses had a rod. Now, stretch that rod across the Red Sea. As he stretched the rod, the Red Sea opened and all the people passed. And then later he says, stretch the rod again. The water covered Pharaoh and his army and destroyed all of them. You know, if I ask you now, I want you to be sincere. What have you got? What have you got? Some people will answer this question wrongly. Okay, Moses would have said, I got all the Israelites here with me. I got the elders. I got Aaron and Joshua and Caleb. I got all these people. No, that's not what you got. Moses, you have a God. That's it. All that Moses had was the God that delivers, the God that created heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that answered by fire. That is the God he had. That was all Moses had. Upon all the deliverance in Egypt, it was just one thing Moses had. It was not weapon. Oh, wisdom is better than weapons of war. It was not relations that he had. It was not friends and partners and associates. Moses had only one thing with him, the God of Israel, the God that created heaven and earth, the God that sent Jesus Christ to come and die for me and you to be saved. That was all Moses had. And that's it. That's it. With God, all things are possible. And then the scripture made it like this, not with men. Nobody else will do this. Nobody else is going to open this Red Sea. How are you going to open the Red Sea for the people to pass? How are you going to do it? If God did not intervene, if God did not come down and manifest his power, this Red Sea is not going to open for you people to pass. How are you going to open the Red Sea? See, with human beings, it is impossible. With everybody, it is impossible. With over 2 million Jews traveling with Moses, it was impossible. With Aaron and Hur and Joshua and Caleb and all the 70 elders, it is impossible. But guess what? With God, all things are possible with the Almighty God. Arabasta. Hey, God is speaking to me tonight. There are many that have keyed into this broadcast. Many things in your life that have been so impossible, you have come to a point of no return. You have reached a place where you turn to the east, nowhere, you turn to the west, nowhere, you turn to the south, nowhere. The Almighty God is intervening right now in your life because you have joined this broadcast. The Lord Jesus Christ is taking over those ugly situations in your homes, in your families. Your businesses, God is intervening right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming into that situation that is so hard and so difficult. You have been trying to find a way. There is no way. You have tried all medications, hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Everybody has tried, even the prophets. They have all prophesied to you. Everybody have laid hands on you and pray, and there is no way. I got good news for you tonight. With men, it is impossible. With people, it is impossible. But with the Lord God Almighty, that situation can melt away. Ooh, if that mountain before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become plain. Yes, speak to this mountain, be thou removed. If you will not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. With men, it is impossible. But with God, possible. Here was Joshua trying to enter Jericho. In the book of Joshua, chapter 6, Joshua, with all his men, they were trying to conquer Jericho. Of course, God had already given them the land, but they have to conquer and enter and take over and occupy. And then the Bible says in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, it says the Jericho was walled round. The wall is so high, the wall is so thick, they couldn't break through. Joshua and his men could not break through the walls of Jericho. And so they were frustrated and disappointed. They were just sitting by the corner there, just lamenting, there is no way. While Joshua was meditating, because that is the key God gave him in Joshua chapter 1, said, thou shalt meditate on the word of God day and night. Then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Meditation. He was meditating because that was the key to victory that God gave him in Joshua chapter 1. Joshua was meditating. While he was meditating, God put the breakthrough principle in his heart. God spoke to him. Joshua, here is the answer to your problem. You are going to march around the walls of Jericho 6 days. On the seventh day, you're going to march around the walls of Jericho 7 times. And on the 7th time, you are going to blow the trumpet. And the walls of Jericho are going to fall down. And Joshua obeyed. And they marched around the walls of Jericho 1 day, then 2nd day, then 5th day, 4th day, 5th day. Then on the 7th day, they marched around the wall 7 times. On the 7th time, they sounded the trumpet. And the power of God came and struck the walls of Jericho. And the walls fell down. And Joshua and his men moved into the land of promise. And took over Jericho. Ha, Rabasha, may that be your story. Every power that stands on your way, because you believe that there is a God with whom all things are possible. When you have him on your side, you are bound to win. When you have him on your side, you are more than a conqueror. Yes, in him we live, in him we have our being. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Who else will have helped Joshua to break the walls of Jericho? Do you know how to break the walls of Jericho? Then they have no tractors. They have no machines. They have no equipment to break the walls of Jericho. But they had a God. This God intervened. And when he intervened, the story was no longer the same. Here was David and here was Goliath in 1 Samuel 17. David had only one thing. He had the God of Israel. Goliath had all the equipment and all the materials for war, But David had only one thing, and that was what gave him the victory. The victory came because he had a God. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. He will never fail. Forevermore. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. He will never fail forevermore. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. Jesus never fail. He will never fail forevermore. Yes, we have a God that does not fail. David, what has he got? David has God on his side. And that was the key to the victory. It was not the army. It was not King Saul. It was not David's brothers. David had a God that would never fail him. May that God be your God today. The God that answered by fire. The God that you call in the days of trouble. The God that said, call upon me in the days of trouble and I will deliver thee, saith the Lord. He wants you to call upon him in the days of trouble. And when you call upon him, he does not fail. He will never fail. He has never failed before. Never fail me yet. Never fail me yet, Jesus Lord. Never fail me yet. There is one thing I know that will never fail, Jesus Lord. Never fail me yet. Never fail me yet. Never fail me yet. Jesus Lord, never fail me yet. There is one thing I know that will never fail. Jesus Lord, never fail me yet. Here was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel. They were thrown into the lion's den. They were thrown into the furnace of fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for not doing, they didn't do any crime. They didn't do any evil. They didn't. The enemy always liked to oppress people. The spirit of oppression has always been there. Oppression. And so they got hold of these boys and they threw them into the furnace of fire. They wouldn't bow down to golden images. They wouldn't bow down to the devil. They wouldn't bow down to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They wouldn't bow down to any graven image. So they were thrown into the furnace of fire, the book of Daniel. And while they were there in the furnace of fire, the fire was burning the bands, the ropes that they tied on their hands, but the fire was not burning them because someone else is in the fire. Hallelujah. Arabasaya. Yes, it's terrible. Someone else is in the fire with them. The king said, wait a minute. Did we not throw in three Hebrew boys into the furnace of fire? They heated the furnace of fire seven times over so that these boys will be burned to ashes. They can see there's a fourth man who has come into the furnace of fire. And so the king put on his goggles. He wanted to see that fourth man who has come into the furnace of fire. And when he looks at that man, he saw that is the Son of the Living God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He said, "Lo, I'm with you even to the end of the earth." Jesus came into the furnace of fire to be with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to deliver them, to set them free, to make sure that the fire was not consuming them. Fire will not burn fire. Our God is a consuming fire. So when you set on fire, your fire is not going to burn another fire. And of course, in Isaiah 43, God said, when you go through the fires of life, I will be with you. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. Isaiah 43, verses 1 and 2. God has already made that promise. When you go through the fires, I will be with you. When you go through the waters, I will be with you. So Jesus was with his people in the furnace of fire. I prophesy to every one of you that is on this broadcast tonight that wherever you are, Jesus shall be with you in your house, in your home, in danger, in problem, in the sea, in the air, as you are driving around. The Lord Jesus Christ is with you, and because he's with you, he's there to deliver you, to set you free, to help you out of danger. Who else would have set those boys free? Who else would have delivered those boys? Who else would have helped them? Except the Lord be the house, the laborer labor, but in vain. The Lord came down and intervened and brought solution to the problems. The problem was they are in the furnace of fire. Who is going to help us? Their dead fathers are not going to help them. Their brothers are not going to help them. Nobody is going to help. Jesus came down in the furnace of fire, and it made all the difference. What are those boys got? What are those three Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Is it money? They have money. The money delivered them? No. They had wealth and riches. They had brothers and sisters. They had relations and people to deliver them. No. They had God. With God, all things are possible. With God Almighty, all things are possible. The three Hebrew boys, they had God on their side. Beloved, there is only one thing you need in this life. You need a God that answered by fire. You need a God that created heaven and earth. You need the God of Israel. You need the God of Moses, the God of Prophet Elijah. You need the Almighty God. So it has been in your life and bring solution to all your problems. If you ask me, what do you need? I'm not going to tell you you need money. I'm not going to tell you you need houses, you need this, you need all that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Which means you need to have God first. You need to have Jesus first. You need to have the Holy Spirit first. When you have God, then all other things will follow. Here was Daniel in the lion's den. What did Daniel do? Daniel did not commit crime. Daniel did not do any evil. Daniel did not offend anybody. In the book of Daniel, they turned the king against Daniel. Nobody should pray. And so Daniel prayed. He must pray. You can't tell Daniel not to pray. The child of God must pray every day. So they arrested Daniel and put him in the lion's den so that the lions can eat him up. But Daniel was in the lion's den, and God came to him in the lion's den. The Lord Jesus came in the spirit. The angel of God came into the lion's den and shut up the mouth of lions. And no lion was able to hurt him because the Almighty God was with him. With God, all things are possible, not with man. With man, there is disappointment. There is man, we fail you. People, we fail you. But God never fails. I know that. God never fails. He abides with me. It's a victory for God. Never fail. Just walk by faith and never gain to fear. Just walk upright morning, noon, day, and night. We'll be there. We'll be there. There's no need to worry for God. Never fail. God never fail. People may fail. Everything may fail. But God never fails. He never fails. So with God, all things are possible. Not with man. Who else would have come into the lion's den to deliver Daniel? Peter was locked up in the prison, and Herod was getting ready to slay Peter. In Acts of Apostles, chapter 12, Herod got hold of the apostle Peter and locked him in the prison, getting ready to slay him. The Bible says that the church began to pray for the apostle Peter. And God sent his angel to come into the prison and bring out Daniel, bring out Peter, the apostle Peter, brought Peter out of the prison. Who else would have brought Peter out of the prison if not the Almighty God who intervened? Who else would have brought Daniel out of the lion's den if not the Almighty God who intervened? Who else would have brought Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah if not the Almighty God? If God is not working for you, it is the worst thing that can happen in your life. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord, that our sons may be our sons to thy. Happy is the people that our daughters may be our girls to thy. Happy is the people that our sons may be our sons to thy. Happy is the people. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Happy is the people whose God is the Lord. Happy are those people whose God is the Lord. Which God do you have? Is it the God that you call and does not answer you? The God that you pray to and does not answer? Is that the God you have? You need to keep in with the Almighty God, with the true God, with the only God that saves, heals, and delivers. Because he will come to rescue you in the days of trouble, in the time of need. He will come to intervene and bring solution to all your problems. You need that God in your life. Say, with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Is there anything too hard for him? Genesis chapter 18 verse 14. Sarah was barren, no child. And the angel told Sarah, you have a child. Sarah was doubting God. Is there anything too difficult for him? There is nothing too difficult for him. Even your barrenness, there is no problem that is difficult for him to handle. The Bible says he healed all of them. He never referred a case. Read through the Bible. God has never referred a case. You know, doctors can refer a case. They say, we can't handle this yet. Then they refer the person to another hospital, to another doctor. The same thing with lawyers. Lawyers can refer a case. But God has never referred any case. God has never refer any case to any superior authority. No, he is the Almighty God. He is the all-sufficient God. With him, all things are possible. He supplies all our needs. He healed all our diseases. There is none he could not answer. He was equal to every task. With him, all things are possible. Not with people, not with men, not with any person. But with him. Gideon was going to war and he gathered 32,000 men. God has to say, Gideon, where are you going to? He said, he's going to war. And he gathered 32,000 men. God said, no, I didn't ask you to gather 32,000 men. There's going to be confusion in the camp. So they tried all the people until God picked only 300. Only 300 men went to the war with Gideon and he conquered the whole place. What is he trying to say? God is going to tell you that it's not with the men. It is with me. I am the one that gives you the victory. You carry all these people that you are going to war. Where are you going to? Prophet Elijah was only one man. Prophet Elijah, only one man. Against 450 false prophets of Baal. One man called Prophet Elijah against 450 false prophets of Baal. And they prayed to their God did not answer. And Prophet Elijah came and called the true God, the Almighty God, and intervened. And everybody said, the God of Elijah is the true God. There is a true God. There is a living God. There is an Almighty God. There is a God that answers when you call. That should be your God. Don't give yourself to idols. They have idols. They don't hear. They don't see. They don't smell. They don't. They have idols. Can't answer their prayers. Only one man with God. Hey, with God all things are possible. One man with God. Just one person with God made all the difference. Many times I see people, they talk about crowd, talk about walking with God out of people, God out of everybody. Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. Oh, there's unity, there's love, of course, there's fellowship, there's coming together. There is trust, there is people coming together to do things. Oh, there's no problem with that. There's no problem. But let me tell you, if God is not there, nothing is going to work. But if God sees a man who is tuned up with him, he will manifest himself to that man. One man made the whole difference. When I read those scriptures, I think tears came down my eyes. One person with God. Hey, what did David have? David has the God of Israel. Not even the stone. It's not even the stone or the weapon. He has a God that made all the difference. It made all the difference. There's a question for you today. What have you got? Oh, yes. What do you have? Because that is what God was telling Moses. Moses was telling God, God, we are in problem. Oh, Pharaoh and his army are pursuing us. The Red Sea is in front of us. The walls, the mountains are high, and we can't climb them. How do we get out of this? God must have laughed. Moses, you are with me, and I'm with you. And you are wondering what we're going to do right now? Oh, you don't have a problem. I like God. Moses, you don't have a problem. As long as you are with me and I am with you, oh, it makes all the difference. If my words abide in you and I abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will and it shall be done. Jesus made that statement in scripture. If my word abide in you, and I abide in you, you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you need. That connection must be there. That link must be there. Moses, you don't have any problem as long as I am with you and you are with me. You don't have any problem with the Red Sea. You don't have any problem with Pharaoh and his army. You don't have any problem. Moses, you don't have any problem. As long as I'm with you and you are with me, you are going through to the other side. Stretch that rod. And he stretched the rod. And that was it. That was it. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. With the Almighty. There is only one prayer we are going to pray now. God, be with me day or night. God, be for me. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's the scriptures. If the Almighty God, who created heaven and earth, be on your side, who can be against you? If you don't have God, I don't know where you are going. But when you have the Almighty God, the greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Greater is Jesus Christ that is in us than the devil that is in the world. When you have Christ in you, is the hope of glory. Bigger than all my questions, bigger than all my needs, God is bigger than every mountain. You cannot see. Bigger than all your troubles, bigger than all your needs, God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles. Oh, bigger than all our needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our problems. Bigger than all I need. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your questions. Bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all your problems. Oh, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Bigger than all your problems. Bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. Our God is bigger than all our troubles. Oh, bigger than all your needs. God is bigger than every mountain you cannot see. I tell you, there's only one thing you need to have in this life. That thing you need to have is God. With God, all things are possible. Only one thing. And that thing is the Almighty God on your side. Because when you have Him, you have victory, you have success, you have blessing, you have favor, you have grace, you have mercy. You have everything. With God, all things are possible. With God, you pass your exam. With God, you move the mountains. With God, you are surging forward. With God, you are marching forward. With God, you are victorious and triumphant. With God, all things are possible. Yes, Philippians 4. Verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. We have only one prayer tonight. God be with me, day or night, morning, afternoon, any, God be with me. If God be for you, who can be against you? If God be with you, all things that are so difficult in your life can be brought, you know, to nothing. He can just take care of everything. So that's our prayer. God be with me. God be for me. God be with me. God be for me. Be on my side. Yes, I have the very big God. He's always on my side. A very big God by my side. We have the very big God. He's always on my side. A very big God, by my side, by my front, by my left, by my own, by my down, by my left, by my... I have a very big God, who's always on my side. A very big God, by my side, by my... I have a very big God, who's always on my side. A very big God by my side, yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wherever you are in any part of the world, joining us in this broadcast, I want you to bow your head. And I want you to pray that the Lord Jesus will be with you. God will be with you and your family. God will be with you. When God is with you, all things are possible. When God is with you, all your problems are solved. When God will be, supply all your need according to his riches in glory. When God is with you, nobody can be against you. When God is for you, you are bound to win. Hey, Rebusaya. Yes, Sarababaya. Begin to ask God to be with you right now. Everybody begin to pray. Yes, ask the Lord Jesus to be with you in your going out, in your coming in. Ask the Lord Jesus to be with you when you sleep, when you wake up, as you drive around, as you enter every plane and fly to places and come back. Ask the Lord Jesus to be with you, to be with you, to be with you, because it makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. One with God is the majority. When you have him, you have the solution. You have the answer. You have your body ruled away. It's all you need. A songwriter wrote a song. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. You need him every day, every moment, every hour. You need him to be with you. That makes all the difference in your life. Yes. I pray that everyone who has joined this broadcast today, God will always be with you in every way, every day, every night, every morning, every evening. God will always be with you and your family. God will always be with you. With God, all things are possible. With God, all your problems are solved. With God, all your obstacles are removed. Your hindrances and obstructions are gone. With God, you have victory. You have success. With God, you have blessings and peace and joy of the Lord. So shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And may we be doers of this word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God that throughout our stay on earth, he shall be with us. When we go out, he will be with us. When we come in, he shall be with us. As we drive around, he's with us. As we fly around, it's with us. Yes, God with us is the key to victory. God bless you all abundantly. Thank you so much for joining us this broadcast tomorrow. We have another spectrum by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Join us, and I tell you, God will bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy believe, holy believe, all things are possible. Holy believe, holy believe, all things are possible. Holy believe, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe all things are possible. Lord, I believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Join us again tomorrow, 5 p.m. To 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being part of this broadcast. The Lord reward you all abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Only believe, Lord, I believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe, all things are possible, Lord, I believe. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being part of this broadcast. Join us tomorrow, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Only believe. Only believe. All is possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All is possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe, if you believe, if you believe, all things are possible, if you believe. If you believe, if you believe, all things are possible. If you believe.